problem, you know, to keep the fire going under it. I don't know how he did it. He used slabs, and some of the wood was dry, you know, and some of it was wet. And I know it must have been a problem. It was an all-day job. We used to carry food over to him, you know. It'd be 7, 8, maybe 9, but he got in the Atlanta Journal. A man from Atlanta Journal came down and wrote a whole page about him making syrup and had his picture in it and everything.
Really?
If I can find it, I'll bring it.
I'd like to see it. Uh-huh.
And then my brother made syrup too, of course, after he died.
Don't they make it anymore?
Mm-mm.
In your family? Why not?
He doesn't make it here. Well, it's just too much hard work. You have dry weather, this cane doesn't grow properly, you know, and then you have too much, and it's just too wet, and it makes it watery.
What about maple syrup? That's kind of I'm thinking about.
I don't know.
You don't have that much maple syrup down there. That's a colder climate, I guess, doesn't it?
They make it up. No.
It's the maple syrup, I think, that you use the cream to stop it from. You boil it the same way,
probably,
I think.
So.
And I think it's the maple syrup. How about some more tea? Well,
we got through kind of early.
We did. There were some questions. You want me to see about some of the ones that I skipped over that maybe we...
If you can think what they are.
Oh, I can find them because they got circles around them. Huh? Well, it's not quite ready yet. Let's see.
I forgot
I was afraid that it would... Didn't you ever take your aspirin? Well, let's see here. One who is very easy to get along with, what would you call him?
Congenial.
Or?
She's afraid now.
Or?
Good-natured.
Good-natured. When a boy's in his teens and he's apt to be all arms and legs and he can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture, you say
clumsy.
He's clumsy. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's a plain
numbskull.
Okay. How about women? You use. Oh, did you give me some more tip? Mm-hmm. Or did you put some more of that in there? If a person who doesn't spend much money, what do you call him?
He's a tight one.
Anything else?
He's a miser.
Okay. A person who has plenty of money and hangs on to it.
Tight one.
Okay. Your children are out more than usual, and you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling...
Worried.
Weary.
Or
concerned.
Or
uneasy.
If she isn't afraid now, but once she was, you say, she isn't afraid now, but she
maybe that's true.
Or she, the old gray mare.
She's not what she
is. Don't say she's not. You say she.
Oh, she ain't what she is.
Right.
If you want to correct her.
Right. Quoting verbatim. All right. You say you don't have to worry. He'll be well again. When? If it's going to be
soon.
Women. All right. And you say anything else besides soon?
Right away.
All right. We'll get there. We'll get the work done.
Sometime.
All right.
Later.
Okay. If you say I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little.
Tired.
Or?
Weary. Sleepy.
All right. And if you say...
Is it too strong?
No, I don't think so. I just... It tastes a little different.
Oh, well, I got it out of
you
this jar.
You got it out of the other jar. Okay. Maybe that's it. I guess that's what it is.
I thought that was a jar.
Gail, I don't... Maybe I put that back away. I'm not sure. At 6 o'clock, after you've been asleep, you'll say, at 6 o'clock, I'll...
Get up.
Or...
Arise.
Or...
Wake
I'm taking
up.
A nap now, all right. He's still sleeping, better go...
Wake him up.
All right. If you've got some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say, man,